Many people who study climate change predict that brutal heat waves could become more common as the Earth gets warmer. But until recently, it wasn't clear why some heat waves turn into killers and some don't. Now, a new study offers an explanation. Apparently, the answer is in the dirt beneath your feet, NPR's John Nielsen reports.
In 2003, a major heat wave fried most of Europe. Alpine glaciers melted. Rivers like the Danube trickled. In the Vatican, Pope John Paul II urged the world to pray for rain. In France, where many thousands died, critics like Yves Condissou said the government should have been better prepared.
C'est de la faute des familles, c'est de la faute des voisins, c'est de la faute des communes.
They say it's the family's fault, it's the neighbor's fault, or it's the fault of the local city council. I'm really wondering what we pay ministers for. It's scandalous.
The new study, published in the current issue of Nature, could help governments be better prepared next time. It's by a team of scientists led by Sonia Senabaratna, a climate researcher with the Institute for Climate Science in Zurich, Switzerland. She spent the summer of 2003 inside a boiling hot room full of computers, trying to figure out what turns a merely awful heat wave into a catastrophic killer. She was testing a theory. It held that water in the soil helped to buffer most heat waves by providing plants with moisture they released into the hot air. But what happens when a hot spell hits after a long drought, she wondered.
What happens is that at some point, if some moisture content is very low, you reach a critical threshold.
Technically, this threshold is called the wilting point, the point at which there's no water left for plants to suck out of the soil. The study says that's also the point at which a typical heat wave starts to morph into something much more dangerous. Senabaratna says she reached that conclusion after breaking down several recent European heat waves. She found that the roughest heat waves were linked to the driest soil conditions. Now, it happens that these findings dovetail neatly with soil and heat wave studies being done in the United States. These studies suggest that heat waves will become more severe in the future, but not everywhere. William Schlesinger, a climate expert at Duke University, says coastal areas won't be hurt as badly.
The models of future climate suggests that the central parts of continents will become drier in a warmer climate. For North America, that might include a fairly large swath of the Great Plains. In this paper, there's a suggestion of Eastern Europe, western parts of Russia, and the Ukraine becoming drier.
Schlesinger says the bad news here is that these are some of the most productive farming centers in the world. But Sonia Senabaratna says there is at least one piece of good news in these findings. In the future, as soil moisture levels are measured more systematically, she says it could become easier for governments to know when the risk of a killer heat wave is high. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.